Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report. Welcome to Hagman, where truth can't be silenced. Websites you can find the truth include HagmanReportLive.com. Bookmark that website. That's for all of our audio and video assets, as well as HagmanReport.com. Hagman Report on Twitter. Yes, yes. That's the battlefield. Twitter is the battlefield, the character-challenged battlefield. And also on Facebook, the social networking battlefield as well. Somebody's got to go in there and maintain a presence there so it doesn't go totally Marxist. It's already basically Marxist, but nonetheless, we have to go in there and get our jabs in. A Marxist BLM protest leader calls for black militia revolution. A headline? No. Yeah, but not really. Soros Foundation. They're announcing that they're doubling down on funding communist front groups masquerading as black-led justice organizations. Now, with that, understand this. We're engaged. To best explain what's going on here, and I'm so happy to have with me Randy Taylor. I want everyone to understand what we're doing, what Hagman Report is doing. We are, if you remember back during the days of the Northeast Intelligence Network, where we were able to collectively and individually infiltrate groups, and I'm talking about Arabic language websites, groups, forums, password protected forums. And we would get information from these groups and forums and websites. Some of them were on the backs of state-run websites. That's right. And we would provide actual intelligence to the White Hats inside the government. And this is what we're doing now with the Marxist slash communist taking over of our country. The aim of George Soros is to train, as well as Barack Hussein Obama and Valerie Jarrett and others, is to transform things like the justice system, transform all American institutions. We saw this with respect to Roger Stone. Roger Stone, of course, you saw the makeup, the makeup of the jury there, right? Now you tell me how a judge can allow a politically biased jury foreman on a jury of that caliber. Well, and that's exactly what happened, as well as the judge herself. But this is transforming, as I mentioned the other day, this what's taking place right now, the DA races. Back in 2016, I had showed you couple of, I think yesterday or the day before, I'm not sure when this was, but I had showed you the various DA races that George Soros and people in his orbit were targeting. The Marxist communists zeroed in on electing prosecutors, for example, as an avenue for criminal justice reform. And Soros, as well as other billionaires, were financing this. Okay. This was from 2016. It began earlier, much earlier than that, but it began in earnest as Obama was being led out of the Oval Office. Now, had Hillary gotten in, this would have been a much more rapid and really unfettered process. Okay. So Scott Bland, back in 2016, I showed you the article. Again, it was in the previous program where you had Soros channeling more than $3 million into seven local DA campaigns in six states back in 2016. That's some exceeded the total spent on the 2016 presidential campaign by all but a handful of rival super donors in terms of in terms of that organization. Okay, so what we are doing, and we're going to be talking about this now, is we are taking our investigative talents, our assets, our people, and we are infiltrating and have infiltrated various Marxist groups. They're operating under the radar on various social networking sites. I'm not going to get too specific here, but we are in. I'll just say that we're in. We're monitoring things. Now I ask, and here's where you come in. Last Friday, Roger Stone came on, and 3 hours later, he received a commutation of a sentence. That's not because of us. It's us and others that created that pressure to make sure that happened. We can create that same pressure to exterminate the communist threat the communist threats that we find. And we're finding some pretty large scale communist threats. We're finding a level of coordination that rivals anything we've seen in the past. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the LGBTQ organizations are acting in coordination with one another, pulling their assets, pulling their people together to take down the United States as a republic. They're terrorist groups. With me to explain more about this is Randy Taylor, an analyst with the Hagmann Report. Randy, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today, Doug?
Good. Let's talk. So, let's talk. We've got Black Lives Matter, of course, originating or stemming from the Trayvon Martin hoax, which it was because the witness, as Joel Gilbert points out, the witness was swapped out, and it was not what it was presented to be. That created or that spawned Black Lives Matter by three Marxists, self-admitted Marxists. So then you have Antifa involved in that, and so on. So go. I'm going to turn this over to you. Go ahead and let's tell people what we're doing here.
Well, you know, everybody, we all know Soros. We know his face. We know what he's doing. But Soros is just a face, man. He's the puppet out front. This is much deeper than Soros. And that's personally and collectively, I think that's our goal, is to find out exactly who's behind this. That takes time. It takes tons of research. There's so many rabbit holes. I can tell you this as an analyst. You can blow hours and hours and hours on a dead end. And so what Doug and I have done, and we've discussed this in great detail over the last few weeks, is, especially with the election coming up, I think it's really important that we let the listeners of the Hagmann Report, the people that are out here that support us and believe in us, we're going to try and get that information to you. And it'll be vetted information. It's not going to be a lot of speculation. It's really important that the stuff is accurate. This is a multifaceted war that we're fighting. I'll say war because that's exactly what it is. Some are calling it a spiritual war. That's one aspect of it. It's a political war. And you can believe me, that it's far deeper than Soros. It's far deeper than Obama. It's far deeper than the faces that we know. There's a lot more behind the scenes. Now, what we did, just to give you a premise of what we're doing, what we did back with NEIN is we infiltrated these groups, and we did it in through their, what you do is you find their communication points, and those are generally password-protected forums, and not so much chat rooms, but more of the forums and areas where they collect and they talk. They feel safe there because they feel like they've vetted everyone that's, you know, that comes in there and reads. We don't typically interact. We are more of an observe and report. That's what is most effective. I know when I was doing it with the working with the federal government in various areas, the only time you ever interacted is if there was a threat and we wanted to pull somebody out into the open where they could actually be grabbed. Outside of that, everything's usually observe and report. And if you're quiet, it's the fly on the wall theory. The fly on the wall hears everything. And that's pretty much what we're doing. This is something that needs to be done. The election this year is more critical for the United States than it's ever been. We are on, we're standing on the cliff looking in the abyss. And if this isn't done right, we're going to be in serious trouble as a nation, collectively as Christians. We're going to be in serious trouble. I mean, stop and think about it. You know, if Biden gets in office, I don't care who his vice president is. It doesn't matter at that point. You see what these Democrats are doing. These Democrats are anti-moral. They're anti-Christian. They're anti-U.S. But they want to bring the country down. And there's forces outside of the country that are trying to collapse this nation. The United States has been a bastion of freedom and democracy. You know, a place where everyone wants to live. Everyone wants to come to the U.S. for a reason. But there's people outside the globe, you know, that are globalists that really want to collapse the U.S. And the only way they're going to do it is through the election. I'm just telling you, folks, we're coming up to critical mass. That's where we're at. And yep. One thing that tells you that there's far more to this than Soros. Soros is worth about $8.5 billion. Okay, so he's dropping a couple million here and a couple million there. It's peanuts. Okay, there's a lot bigger money behind the scenes. This Black Lives Matter. This is bigger than I can even put into words. It's difficult for me to even put into words. But anyway, the focus is going to be exposing this. And we're going to get beat down. We're going to get ignored by media. We're going to get beat up by people. You know, I look to see all the nasty comments every time we post a video or expose any information or present it to you. But all I'm going to say is this. I'll give you my commitment that we're digging. We're finding. Nothing will be put out there until we know it's real and that we can verify what we're saying. There's going to be some things that obviously we're going to get rebutted on, but this isn't our first rodeo, not even close to our first rodeo. So we're used to this, and you strap yourselves in. We're going to head down some roads that, unless you were with us and back in the early 2000s, you haven't experienced yet. But it takes time. It takes effort. It takes funding. So anything you can do here to help the Hagman Report, we'd appreciate it. A dollar is a dollar. And if you can send a dollar, then please send a dollar. But these things definitely take time. I'll tell you on a personal level, I am unemployed, and I am taking my time and devoting it to this. So keep that in mind. But there's a lot of things going on here, and we're scratching the surface. And bear in mind, anytime there's a, and we're going to call it a conspiracy because it is a conspiracy. Okay.
Absolutely.
It's a multifaceted and multi-leveled conspiracy, but all you see is what they want you to see. Think about it. If they didn't want you to see George Soros, you wouldn't know anything about George Soros.
That's right.
That's a fact. Okay. But there's things going on. This everything that's happened. Let's just look at what's happened in the last couple of years here with this Russian hoax, the political coup, attempted coup of our president. Okay, that got shot down. Then you had this Ukrainian fiasco that generated an impeachment, which, as far as I was concerned, was illegal, and everything about it was wrong. No, in a regular courtroom, none of that would have been allowed. That was absolutely a political stunt. Now I look at this COVID-19 and going into the election. That's what Doug and I were talking about the other day, and this is very, very critical. Going into this election and this COVID-19, very conveniently, and don't think for a second that there's not COVID-19. There is. Have people died? Yes. Do we have accurate numbers? Not even close.
Right.
We're not even in the ballpark on accurate numbers. And the two hot spots, okay, New York and California. When I say hot spots, we'll call them Democrat hot spots, okay? Because Texas and Florida and all, I pretty much consider those to be pretty safe as far as being conservative states. And I think they'll vote accordingly. But California and New York, we've got no real idea of what's happened as far as deaths with COVID. We don't know who's alive and who's dead. And stop and think about voter registrations.
There you go.
And yeah. Tie voter registrations to confusion around death. So people that are dead are probably still going to vote. Okay, and we're talking big numbers here. And this was all, as far as I'm concerned, COVID-19, but the numbers are exaggerated. Okay? A lot of people are saying are killed by COVID-19 that were not killed by COVID-19. Okay? And the thing is, good luck proving it. But you get bits and pieces here and there as you do analytical work on the internet. And if I see a nurse from an emergency room standing in an empty emergency room telling me that there's not overrun with patients, I gotta believe her. When I'm sitting there and she's, and you can see right behind her, there's nobody in the beds. Okay? So they're not overrun. And then in other places, they say they're overrun. Give me the definition of overrun. Do you have 10 beds in the ER and you have 11 patients? You understand what I'm saying? There is so much exaggeration by the media right now, Doug. This is crazy.
Exactly.
And the problem with most people, and this is everywhere, they don't dig. The news says this. Well, the news says 100 people died today. And guess what? Everybody, they'll tell their friend, hey, you know what you see on the news? 100 people died. Who would they die from? You sure it was 100? People take everything at face value now. One thing I noticed big between, and honestly, Doug was talking about Twitter earlier, but social media gives you a really good indication of what the people are thinking. You go on Twitter, and don't just hang out with your friends. Go and read what the other guys are doing. And what I noticed is it seems like most people that are supporting the left take everything at face value. They don't really dig. Where it seems like conservatives, and this is just my personal opinion, maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like conservatives dig more. They want something to back up what was just said. You'll see, and I see it a lot, can you source that? You'll never see a leftist on Twitter go, can you source that? Think about it, Doug. You know it. You're on there.
Yeah, of course.
You ever see him asking for a source?
No. It's gospel. It's gospel. You know? Yeah, I get it.
It is gospel.
Yeah.
Face value gospel. Well, you know what? You're dealing with that's the thought process of a seven-year-old. Mommy and Daddy said.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So it's gospel.
Yep.
And I think just as human beings, and when we look at our future, our fate, our destiny, maybe we should dig a little bit more. I know I do. I don't take anything at face value anymore. And call me a cynic. Am I a cynic? I'm probably one of the most cynical people you'll ever meet.
That's true. I can verify that. Believe
it,
show him a picture. He's going to want to source that picture three times, three different angles.
First thing I'll say is it's photoshopped. I mean, I don't believe anything anymore.
I don't either.
I have to dig.
Yep.
And I think as responsible human beings, as responsible adults, we have to dig. Most of what I see protesting in the streets are kids.
Yes.
Look at the age range. I don't see very many older people. It's hard to tell with the mask on, but I don't see very many older people in the streets unless they're getting beat up by the kids. But if you look around all the protesting, look at the age range we're dealing with.
That's right.
These are the same kids. If you ask them who the first president of the United States was, they can't tell you.
Yep. Sadly.
If you ask them what the Gettysburg Address was, they cannot tell you. If you ask them how many states there are in the United States, they cannot tell you.
Yeah.
And stop and think about that. These are your leaders of tomorrow. And here's the other sad part to that. These people have voting cards.
That's
true. That don't keep
yes.
you awake. Doug, if that doesn't keep you awake at night, I can't think of anything that will. I look at these little clowns and I'm like, these are the people, as I go into my elderly sunset years, are supposed to be looking after me.
Good luck with that.
Right. They're killing the babies.
Yep.
What happens when they look and they go, these elderly people are, they're a burden on society. And you can laugh and say, "Well, that never happened." Doug, it's coming.
It's already here in a number of different ways, and it's already here. I mean,
yes,
it's just not overt. That's all.
No, and it hasn't become the norm yet, and that's only honestly because us adults that are going into our sunset years are going to go out kicking and screaming, obviously, but. This mind, what is it? It's like this instant gratification. It's not my fault. It's their fault. This whole thought process is a disaster for us as a country. It goes against the grain of any Christian that's out here listening. It has to. It scares me. What scares me is, you know, like I've got a youngin'.
Yes.
And what kind of world am I turning over?
Well,
that scares me.
Let me use one example here, Randy.
Please.
My guest is Randy Taylor, and of course, we are announcing the. It's not really launching. I mean, we've been doing this for some time, but we're announcing, I suppose, would be the better word. But think about this in terms of the. Morality factor. Last week, you had a young lady by the name of Jessica Dottie Whitaker, who was a young mother. She was shot dead, okay, for saying all lives matter. Okay, okay. So that's one incident. Now, hold on. That same incident spawning from that. Is this Facebook group, and listen to what I'm telling you, this Facebook group who are saying, well, they're celebrating her deaths, her death. She shouldn't have said that. And many of the people who are celebrating her death on this Facebook group are assets. Some are paid, some aren't, of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and other groups of Marxists that have come together, attempting to shape the narrative. So you've got this, and by the way, that whole narrative is being foisted up by the leftist media. So just this is how big this is. Go ahead and continue. I wanted to toss that in there because it's important.
It's not coincidence that these groups are showing up. BLM. No. It's not coincidence that Antifa. This one, I put a lot of thought into this Black Lives Matter. And I ran this a little bit past Doug. I've discussed it with other folks that I know. Somehow, some way, I think these people are being used by the left and being set up.
Yes.
I say set up because they're pushing Black Lives Matter. They're supporting them publicly, officially. The media is, and it's stoking what very possibly could become a race war.
Exactly.
I'm not talking about a spiritual war here. I'm talking about a physical race war in the streets. Okay,
right.
We're right on the edge of that now. Okay, when groups of black protesters go into white residential neighborhoods, you're in a very dangerous area. That's a tinderbox just waiting to explode. The lawyer that was outside his home in St. Louis with his wife with firearms, that could have been a really bad day.
No, notice, by the way, there are no guns in that home anymore. Just, you know,
right.
The feds went in there. And by the way, one of the three, the spokesperson for Black Lives Matter, there were three black girls, Patrice Cullors, Tometi, and the other one, came on and said, "We are trained Marxists." And
yes, yeah. So I saw that Marsha Blackburn reiterated that, and some people from Black Lives Matter came back and said, "Well, there's no training, you know, blah, blah, blah." When the leader that you're talking about actually said she's a trained Marxist. All Marxists are trained.
Sure.
Somebody taught them. Somebody drills this into their heads. But I think these folks are being set up. And I'll tell you, if you look at the whole deal, everything going on, what's missing? What's missing are the far right. I mean, when I say far right, I'm not talking about Trump supporters. I'm talking about extremists, the KKK, your Nazis, the neo-Nazis. Where are they at? Have you heard a word?
Good.
Nothing.
Yeah, think about
Nada.
This. Think
Stop
about this, folks.
Put this in perspective. Down in Charlottesville, that was just a simple little thing in the streets, and everybody showed up. Both sides, all sides. Where are these folks? What's coming? The silence is deafening. I've been wondering that for ever since this BLM. Antifa, you know, they're all part of the same thing, that type of ideology.
Right.
But Antifa has been terrorizing Portland and Seattle up there for some time. This BLM thing really started after this George Floyd incident. This is when this really fired up.
Yes.
Okay. And so many people have come out just screaming, there's BLM this, BLM that. I mean, overnight, 50,000 BLM identities on social media. It's just nuts.
That's right.
Okay. Where are the radical anti-blacks?
Now,
is
this something that you want to answer, or is this something you want to just let it sit out there?
No, I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay,
that's what's missing in this whole equation.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is why? I'm curious. You know what, folks? Feel free to put comments on when we post the video. Feel free to put them in there on what your thoughts are, because I would like to know.
Yeah.
There's not even. Why isn't the media, the normal people that cause problems, why aren't they interviewing these people, asking them, you know, hunting down the leader of the KKK or the leader? You know, what's going on here?
Yeah, exactly. The David Dukes.
You know, because in a typical fracas, there would be two sides, and we're not seeing the other side here. Not that I don't support him in any way, shape, or form. Be honest with you, Doug, I don't support either side.
Well, no, not the extremes that you're talking. Of course not.
No. But I think that all men are created equal, and it's the way God made us. End of story. And these people that flip out when someone, like you said, that young lady was killed for saying all lives matter.
Right.
What is wrong with that? You know, and instantly the media pushed it off to something else. Oh, they were having an altercation about something else. No, but she was killed for exactly what it said.
That's correct. Yeah.
You can paint it any color you want, but at the end of the day, it still is what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was looking at, we're talking about elections, and a couple things happened. I don't know if you saw the thing with the Supreme Court. It says a state may require presidential electors to support its popular vote winner.
Yes, and let's discuss this because this is a game changer. Yeah, could be a game changer.
It is, because popular vote is the one thing that was constantly thrown in the GOP's face, and still to this day from 2016, yep. That Hillary won by 2.9 million popular votes.
And that's
well, it's ended up
fraud.
On the Supreme Court,
yeah.
Because you have what do they call the faithless electors? Is that what they call them? Faithless electors. That feel free, that in the past have felt free to vote whatever they want, regardless of what the constituents have said. Okay, and this is really kind of big because. Based on this, this could have really changed something maybe in the 2016 election. Had this been in play. But this just came out. This was just recently, within the last, what, week?
This was, within the last week. And yes. Yeah. So the mechanisms, I'll just put it this way. The mechanisms that... are taking place right now. The goal is to get Donald Trump out because there's a whole lot of payback they want to push upon us. So number one, they've got to mess with the figures, obviously the popular vote figures, and how they do that is through the mail-in ballots. Number two, they want to assure an electoral victory so that they'll say, well, okay, they're going to change the rules with respect to the electoral votes, and yes, change the rules to benefit the left, and this is exactly what's happening. Yeah.
Well, that and they're coming at it from different angles. The COVID-19 having people, you know, doing more mail-in ballots, and don't get me wrong, there's been mail-in ballots for years. Anywhere from what I've seen numbers as low as 10%, and as high as 20% of actual ballots are mail-in ballots.
Right.
But if they're talking about going, you know, 100%, see, the two areas I think of criminality as far as the left are California and New York.
Yes.
The primary. Those two spots. Those, and you notice California just went back on lockdown.
Yep.
Did you see that?
Yep. Yep.
Yes, they're back on lockdown now. And as we go back and we look at the whole COVID thing, this is really going to come into play in one way or another going into this election because the numbers are going to be skewed.
Heavily.
Well, they will because, and what was it? Doug, here, I've got it. I bookmarked this here. Boom, 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 boom. Voter fraud. Oh, you know what? You start looking at, and I wanted to give the folks this. This is a really good place to go if you want to look at election fraud cases, okay? And I just stumbled on this site doing research this week, okay? www.heritage.org.
Right.
www.heritage.org. they list election fraud cases by each state. What an incredible website. I just wanted to throw that out there for people to take a look at.
Yeah, heritage.org heritage.org, definitely bookmark that site and check it out.
Absolutely. It's a good resource. Like I said, we're not going into what Doug and I are doing. We're not going to be going on speculation. We're not going to be listening to the news. We're actually going to be digging. We're going to be doing research. You take an organization like Heritage.org, you take these different organizations that are nonpartisan, more factual things. So these are the things where you have to look, check, and cross-check. Because I can dump something into a search engine, and just as many yeses will result in just as many noes.
Correct.
And that's what makes it so difficult, and it's so tainted. And the best thing when you're doing research is get away from the media sites.
And sometimes you have to get away from the computer and actually go to specific locations, folks.
Right. Pick up the phone and call, or go down and ask to see some records. It's tedious. But this is the kind of stuff that we do. Doug's been doing this far longer than I have. I mean, Doug's a detective. I mean, a licensed investigator. And trust me, if anybody's gone and knocked on doors and searched records, he's done it. I just, when you start digging, I was looking at this. L.A. County, and this is from August 7th of 2017. I pulled this up. L.A. County admits number of registered voters at 144% of resident citizens of voting age.
140.
Think about that. Stop and think about that. And stop and think about where we went back and we were talking about popular vote and electoral vote. It was 2.9 million. Voter difference, votes that separated Trump from Clinton in 2016 on the popular vote.
Correct.
Okay. Now the Supreme Court decision, right, that says your electors now have to look at that popular vote. Now we take, this is just L.A. County, 144% of number of registered voters versus the actual number of registered voters.
You're talking voting third age. World numbers. Third world numbers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's just L.A. County. Now take the corrupt state of California. Okay, Gavin Newsom, who is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. Nancy Pelosi. Oh, and let me just throw this out there. Remember, someone hasn't named their vice president yet?
Yes.
Don't count Pelosi out.
Yeah.
As much as that makes you want to throw up in your mouth.
I just did.
Don't count her out. Okay? The lady is, she's so power hungry. I think she's insane with power. I really do. Don't count her out. Everybody says, well, maybe it's going to be Oprah Winfrey. I doubt it. Okay? But look for somebody like that.
Yep.
And for some reason I can't get that out of my head, Doug.
Well, yeah.
She might be that horse that gets horse. You like that? The horse that gets unveiled right before the race. Sorry, that just jumped in there. Anyway, but look at California as a whole. Where do most of our problems come from as far as Democrats that are absolutely tried to attempt a coup against Donald Trump?
Oh, well.
California.
New York.
Okay, who do we have? We got Ted Lieu.
Yep.
I think I mentioned in the last broadcast how much I can't stand that man. Adam Schiff. Right?
Yeah.
Can you name someone Kamala that hates Trump more?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Yep. Nancy Pelosi. Where is Maxine Waters from?
I even hesitate to say Earth, but okay.
Earth.
It's arguable. It's debatable.
Okay, but look at California now as a whole with those Democrats. And these are powerful Democrats. These are powerful people. These aren't little kids. These are very experienced, corrupt, TDF suffering people going into this election, and a COVID hotspot, and skewered numbers, and now we have this thing from the Supreme Court, and they are the ones most verbally pushing mail-in voting. When you hear mail-in voting, who are the mouths behind it? Pelosi, Ted Lieu, and Adam Schiff. That's just in Congress. Now, of course, there's over in the Senate, you've got Schumer and people like that. Schumer, what a coincidence, New York, okay? You also got Nadler from New York. I mean, those two areas concern me greatly, California and New York. And they just said, didn't they just say on the news that that Governor Cuomo is so powerful that he can't be messed with?
Well.
But didn't they just say that? He sentenced 6,000 elderly people to die.
Yeah.
And no one's calling him on the carpet, Doug.
No, I get that.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, California and New York are problem areas. And, you know, we've got a lot of work to do before the election. But, and I'll tell you right now, I don't care. I've had this discussion with my family. As we dig, if I find it, I'm going to discuss it with Doug Hagman, and we're going to expose it.
Amen. That's right.
And we're going to be able to prove it.
Yep.
Okay. Yes, Doug, and Doug knows this. When we did this in the past, I didn't just say so-and-so is going to attack so-and-so and kill so-and-so in Iraq or anywhere where we were doing our investigations. I gave you proof.
That's right.
I gave proof. This is who said it. I would give it to them. I would hand it over to the authorities in writing. Not my writing, their writing. And it saved lives, because now it's not just Randy Taylor saying this is going to happen. This is the bad guy saying I'm going to kill those people on this day.
Yes.
Like when Zarqawi and his cohort said that they were going to kill an American ambassador in Jordan, and they did it. You remember Lawrence Foley?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gunned down outside his residence in Jordan. And folks, that's one of the things that I can say. Someone challenged me on YouTube with something I had said about Colin Powell and aluminum tubes and things like that.
Right.
Don't challenge me. Do not.
No.
Challenge me, because I won't say it. I won't say it, Doug, unless I can prove it, and you know that.
Yeah, and you know, there are some forget the trolls, okay? I mean, there are trolls.
Yeah.
However,
oh, yeah.
There are enemies. There's a big difference. You know, look, I can take all day long people saying, well, you know, you're a nerd, or you're an idiot, or you're, I don't like your face, or what, you know, I don't care. I can take that all day long, but when,
yeah.
But
there flattery are, will get you nowhere.
Doesn't matter. You know, yeah. But there are enemies who are actually attempting to take this platform down and your voice down and shut your voice up and mine up. Those are the people.
They're assigned to us.
Exactly. Yes. Very much.
Yes.
They are.
They're paid. They're actually paid. And hopefully we'll be able to pull them out too. We're going to war.
We're
in it. We're in it, but you and I really haven't even gotten started on this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
We're just in the preliminary phases. We're here to kick butt and take names, and I didn't bring a pencil.
Yeah, and I don't care about names. I mean,
no, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not afraid. We're not afraid. And that's gutsy, because a lot of people, and I can say from having done this for many, many years, there were a lot of times when something would come up and you would sit there and stare at it on your screen and not know what to do. I mean, scared.
Yes.
At what the repercussions might be.
A couple of times I remember very, very, yeah.
And yes, so, I mean, sick to your stomach, kind of. That feeling when you look at it and you go, oh, man, this could get me killed.
Yep.
I could disappear over this one, you know? And that's a very, unless you've been in that arena and been sat in that seat and done these things. And we've got a variety of listeners out there. We've got folks out there that, you know, have worked in positions with the government as contractors for DOD and things like that, that have seen things that and then they have to admit they buried it. Or they didn't say anything because it was scary.
Yep.
You know? And you think that was a bunch of crazy jihadists. Now we're talking about serious, organized. It's an organized movement to take down the United States. And I want you to stop and think about that. The United States is the most powerful country in the world.
That's right.
And you have this group of people, which is comprised of industry, politics, countries that want to crumble the United States. Just stop and try and wrap your head around that.
Yep.
Okay, and we're not talking, we're not going to sit here and media fluff it, and that's not what we're in this for. We're not in this for the ratings. I'm in this because I took a vow against all enemies of the United States, foreign and domestic. And I remember when I left, nobody said, hey, buddy, remember that vow you took? You're off the hook.
It expired. Yeah.
It didn't expire. Now, you've got a pretty cranked off American veteran that's watching everything he cares about being twisted, mangled, and people attempting to destroy it. I don't think so. Not on my watch. No. I ain't going down without a fight. And I think
exactly.
There's a lot more people out there that feel exactly as I do. And ladies and gentlemen, the Christian brothers and sisters that are out here, please, please get involved. Don't just sit back and go, oh, it's the Lord's will. Please don't do that. Help us. Okay? I mean, right now it's, you know, Doug and I feel like the Lone Ranger in Tonto. Okay, because we're not doing this like a pundit on Fox News. That's not what we are.
They wouldn't have us.
No, but we're actually soldiers in the trench.
Yeah, that's right.
And I can say this, you know, if you were around 20 years ago, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, you put Randy Taylor and Doug Hagman and our resources together, oh, we're going to be a force to contend with. And there's people out there that are listening right now going, oh, what are these two up to? And I hope they paid attention, okay, because we come at you from all sides.
That's right. And we have to do this because there's no other way. And you know what? There's a lack of people doing this. There are a lot of people, dime a dozen, sitting on the radio.
Most people are just regurgitating other people's information.
That's it. Yeah.
And that accomplishes nothing, okay? I mean, if I want a repeater link on my social media, I can do that. Okay?
Yeah.
We're going to bring you, and I'm going to tell you right now, this George Soros character is just a face.
That's right.
There's other things involved here. There's other countries involved. Watch Canada.
Ooh, yes.
I'm going to tell you right now that Justin Trudeau character is in bed with China. And I know in the U.S. news we don't follow things going on anymore, but I have vested interest in Canada as well. But if anybody remembers Trudeau's trip to the island of that Aga Khan, where he spent $200,000 of the taxpayers' money, and no one can really explain what was going on. But the one thing that gets missed in the media is that John Kerry was there at the same time, and other U.S. ex-officials.
That's right. Explain
that to me,
by the way. Yeah.
Explain that to me, Doug. Why would, you know what I mean? It's not like it's the hottest vacation spot.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is so much, you know, and people talk about the Bilderberg group. Okay, yeah. That's layer number four. There's right. more layers deeper than that. There's more layers deeper than Soros. That's what we're after. Remember when we used to go in the forums and we would, you know, this, that, and the other, but then remember when we figured out how to get into their intranet, their communications? These are the communications that you can't even see on the site. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing. This takes time. This takes effort. You guys, the listeners, we're telling you this because there's a little change in the format here as far as what Randy Taylor is going to be doing with Doug Hagman. Okay, and we've talked about this. We've prayed about this. I've prayed about this. Some certain circumstances have happened in my life here recently that have told me that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And sometimes God has to get your attention. Maybe he has to kick your legs out from under you to get you to listen. And I'll say that because that's what I think has happened. He kicked my legs out from under me to get me to listen. This is something I was very, very good at. And I was always taught as a kid, if God gives you a talent and you don't use it, it's a sin. And I strayed away from what I was doing, a lot of it because of self-preservation. And I pulled out of the intelligence community when Obama went into office just because I didn't like what I was seeing. And I couldn't tell the good guys from the bad guys anymore. And that's when it gets scary, especially when you've got children and a family. Things get scary. And I'm just talking to you from the bottom of my heart, okay? I pulled out. I pulled back. I've always kept my finger in there on the pulse. It's just I'm not public with it. And this has been troubling me lately, and a lot of prayer and a lot of sleepless nights and a lot of reading my Bible and a lot of soul searching. And I've come to this conclusion that my country is worth fighting for. Your country is worth fighting for. And that I do have talents that God gave me. And I'm going to use them.
Well, I'll say.
So I'm dusting off my talents. And I'm going back in.
And just from what I've seen, you know, right now, this is going to, folks, this could get very ugly. I mean, in a number of ways. In all ways, it can get very ugly. And we're not going to run from ugly, all right? And we're not going to run from that. And I want to toss this out there. You know, there's right now, there's this general confusion going on. And Randy, I'm going to toss this in to the mix because this is kind of part of it. You know, this big deal about Wayfair and the prices and, oh, they must be into child trafficking and
distractions.
Right. There are things that are being done right now that are deliberate. And, now I'll tell you, InfoWars nailed it on this. There are things taking place right now that are being done deliberately to, take the legitimacy out of our efforts. And there are people out there who are, as you say, regurgitating headlines and they're doing the same. The effect is the same, is to create this illegitimacy. And
they're
we're
working
fighting
overtime
too.
At it.
Yes, yes. Yes.
And it is because it's an election year. Did you see on Amazon when the children's backpacks, I don't know if you caught this, I think Craig Sawyer may have put it out,
yes.
Someone put it out on Twitter, and it showed, if you looked closely at the picture and inside the backpack, it was a child's face in the backpack with tape over their mouths.
Right. And it was
talk about disturbing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they tried to say, well, it's a magazine.
Yeah.
Well, who chose that for the magazine? I mean, once again, misnomers, misdirection, discrediting. Because if there's 10 things out there and they discredit 9 of them, then you're to assume that the 10th one is discredited too.
Correct.
Well, see, we're going to find that 10th one, Doug.
And there it is. Folks, you've got to listen to that.
We're going for that 10th one because we know that that picture is what that picture is. We know what that message is. We know there's bad people out there. And I'm going to tell you right now, when I find you, I'm going to pin you to the public wall. You will be exposed. Okay? And don't bother threatening me and coming at me. Don't bother. I've heard it from the best of them. You come after me, pack a lunch, baby, because this is going to be an all-day job.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm done.
Yep.
Doug, I can't pick up a rifle and go fight a battle, okay? Because then I'm a bad guy. One day, if I have to, I most certainly will.
Yep.
I will protect this country. But I can certainly expose you and dig up your information and put you out there for the public to see, because with the right information, there's no way for you to dispute it. Well, that's the way we've done our research in the past. We've made it to the point it couldn't be disputed.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They're in hardcore black and white. Everything today is more difficult. Films are hard to verify. Pictures are hard to verify. But we can do that.
That's right.
You know, there's so much out here that is against us, but we're going to just start chiseling at it. And the thing is, as you peel back the layers of that onion, it's all gonna come out in the light. All I know is that we don't have a lot of time to do it, and we're gonna have to call on a lot of resources here to get this done, Doug.
And folks,
I'm
asking,
gonna ask you.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna ask you people out here to pray for us.
Yes, please
pray for us, please. Every day when you sit down for dinner, just pray that the truth comes out. Okay, and pray that. I believe in divine intervention.
I do this
because I am a case of divine intervention. Okay, and when you start probing and digging, you know, if the Lord's on your side, and anything can be done, and information just suddenly drops in your lap, because God still believes in this country. He believes in the people, the Christians in this country. But ladies and gentlemen, if it's going to be, it's up to us. Remember, His part we cannot do, our part He will not do. This is our part. So please, okay? And as far as everything that's going on, we've got a lot of people that work with us. We have a lot of resources and a lot of things going on. And I know times are tight. I understand that. Trust me, I know. I'm unemployed. Times are tight. I got it. But if you can send a dollar in to the Hagman Report. Okay? Because dollars add up, and it helps with things that we have to do. I mean, some of this information, sometimes when we go and ask for records, we got to pay for that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean, it's just, you know, fuel, time. We got families. There's a lot going on, but I'm laying everything on the line personally, myself, between now and Election Day to make a difference.
And we all are.
And Doug, Doug Hagman's doing the same thing. And the people that work with us are doing the same thing.
Randy Taylor, you haven't heard the last of him, and actually just the first of him. More to come. Randy, thank you for your time. I appreciate you, man. I really do.
We'll be talking.
All right, man. Take care. That was a quick hour, by the way. Folks, you're listening to the Hagman Report, Randy Taylor. I hope you got what he was saying. I know you did. A lot going on. We're going to be right back. Stay right where we're at.
Mainstream media won't. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network. Radio Network.
welcome to Hagman. It's the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. Folks, I want to direct you to HagmanReportLive.com and as well as HagmanReport.com. Also, I want to direct you to HagmanStore.com for coffee, gourmet coffee. Look, you know what? It's more than you want to pay. You can go to Costco and get coffee. I don't know how much it costs there, or Sam's Club or Walmart or what. I don't know. But this coffee, it subsidizes our work. It subsidizes the work of Craig Sawyer and Russ Dizdar, and it's gourmet coffee at that. Detective's Choice Coffee, hyper-caffeinated, whole bean, ground, and K-Cups, same with Patriot, as well as Revolution Blends as well. Go to HagmanStore.com, get yourself a couple of coffee mugs. By the way, you know, if you go to some of these online, Eric the Tech, you know, if you want to go to, I can't remember, Owen Schroyer did this in real time. I don't know how many people caught this, but he was on one of these online t-shirt, make your own t-shirt or make your t-shirt things, you know, to sell. I don't know. The name of the company, it doesn't matter. So you put the text that you want on the t-shirt in this box. So he typed in "All Lives Matter" and the text was rejected. He typed in in real time. I mean, it's on band.video. He typed in something like, "Black Lives Matter." Boom. No problem. And some, kill babies. No problem. I mean, it's interesting what is taking place right now. I said that for a reason. Because there is a war on some places. Now, the last hour, if you didn't catch last hour, please go back and listen to it. Randy Taylor, we are doing some things. And again, anyone can sit behind a microphone and say, well, okay, let's see here. In this headline, George Soros quiet overhaul of the U.S. justice system. Yeah, we got that. Okay, in this headline, it doesn't matter. But when you get into the actual workings, you infiltrate into the groups. People tend to get a little bit peeved when they get caught. By the way, some interesting groups. I'm going to toss these names out there. I'm not disparaging anything or anybody, but you know what? I'd urge everyone to look into a couple. I'm going to throw out a couple of names of groups. Fair Elections Center. Fair Elections Center. People Demanding Action. Earth Island Institute. Shall we continue? Hang on. How about some groups like movements? Not organizations, but movements. And you can find these in terms of hashtags, or you can find these in groups on social networking. You've heard of Black Lives Matter, right? But have you heard of Black Lives Matter of Greater New York? You know about the anti-Semitic element to things. How about the BDS movement? And, of course, you know Antifa, but do you know about the 1619 Project, 1619 Project? That, of course, is the artistic and journalistic project of the New York Times Magazine. How about, let me see here, my notes. Medicare for All. You know that's a thing, right? But what about Meme 2020? Come in. How about people's climate marches? Public funds, public schools. Vote Early Day. There are so many groups out there. There are so many groups, so little time, so many movements, so little time, so many threats. I'm not necessarily calling them threats. No. But so many threats to our republic, and so few fighters, and so few people that are infiltrating. And to those who want to decry the infiltration by self-proclaimed Christians like myself, you know, saying, oh, gee, that's not really a good thing to do. You go for it. I don't care anymore. Don't care. We're in the fight of our lives. With me, missed last week, missed them. Last week was my fault. Of course, we were doing something that we needed to do. And if it's Tuesday, it's Tuesdays with Stan, standeo.com. Make sure you, if you haven't done so already, make sure you go to go to empshield.com, enter the code Hagman, empshield.com/Hagman, enter the code Hagman. There it is on your screen. I'll get it right. See, I need prompting. empshield.com/Hagman, enter the promo code Hagman for a savings. If you haven't done so already, you don't think this is going to happen? Ooh, yep, it can. standale.com, by the way, is the website of Stan Dale, standale.com. And there you can go to the show images page. So go to standale.com, show images page. And by the way, support Dan. Support Dan and Stan, but support Stan on Patreon. Stan, how are you, sir?
Oh, good. Can you hear me?
We can, yeah.
Okay. I couldn't see my audio buttons and stuff to push to be sure. So anyway.
You're at the beach, right, man. Oh, you're at the beach.
There it is. Yeah, I'm at the beach today. I felt like being at the beach because it's so hot here. We've had a few days of pretty hot weather. Real hot, in fact. We've been watering the flowers and garden stuff to keep them alive. But anyway, it's not going to let up. I think Holly has an article on it here. I'm just looking at it on our standeo.com page, down almost down to the very right-hand side, down toward the earth changes at the very bottom. Nearly half of the continental U.S. is going to be brutal heat waves. And are you feeling the heat over where you are?
We did last week. We had a cold front come through, and starting tomorrow, it's going to really heat up. So right now, it's like 75 here. You know, so
it's terrible. That's terrible. We're expecting. Well, we're seeing between 100 and 110 degrees Fahrenheit all across where we are here. If you go to that article, link to it off of our website there.
But Stan, remember, and I'm sure you want to smack anyone who says this. It's really not the heat, it's the humidity.
Well, we've got humidity too. We had 75s and 80s at the same time. So, and down in Phoenix, they're absolutely dying down there.
Yeah.
10 to 15 degrees Fahrenheit above normal. But you can look at this map. They've got it on that AccuWeather site there. If you could scroll down, there. There's one of them, yeah. And then scroll down another one, Eric, a little bit further. There you go. And you can see where all is getting cooked by this. Course, everybody's got their air conditioner on that's got air conditioning. But 75 degrees over there, I can't believe that. That's heaven.
Well, until tomorrow. And then tomorrow during the day, I think it's supposed to get up to 91 or something like that. I'm not sure. But you know, I just go out on my cabin cruiser on the lake and, you know, just taking the, lake air and, I go below deck, you know, where it's about, I'm going to stop there. I'm kidding, of course, but yeah.
You better be. Wow.
You know, I got to tell you, we had the studio, we had our air conditioner stop and, we thought, oh my gosh, what happened? You know, am I going to?
I was working in my swim trunks.
Yeah, he was working in his swim trunks. The air conditioner, took a dive. So I had to call the guy and then, call the air conditioner guy. And the guy says, I don't know if we can get it. It might be it. Anyway, he said, look, please. So anyway, we had to get the air conditioner fixed. And that was not a cheap date, I got to tell you, especially when it's 92 and it's,
Well, with our air conditioner, we have those kind that Mitch make that you mount the actual fan and stuff and the heat exchangers and a little box on the wall. Well, I say a little, about 3 foot wide or so, but the main compressor and everything's outside. And this has like squirrel cage roller in it that shoots the cool air out into the living room. Well, every year we have to clean that because, you know, a little moisture gets particles to stick on the blades. And so you notice it because when you're not getting as cool as you want, you know, you're thinking, well, there's something wrong with the air conditioner. And so what we do is we take this leaf blower that we got over at Lowe's, you know, like that. And I put it up into the intake or exit, actually, into the squirrel cage as it's on. And
you bring inside the house the leaf blower?
Oh, yeah. And
cool.
And I close my eyes because it's going to blow crud out. And I blow through the fan grill there and everything. And, you know, all the junk comes out and lays on the floor. And Holly then vacuums it up. And
that's how my wife does,
cool,
by the way. That's how my wife does. She takes a leaf blower and she goes around the house dusting.
Well, you know, I've suggested we do that because our dogs shed enough hair to make a dog or two every week. And, you know, with wooden floors, all we have to do, I keep telling her, just go over to the west side of the living room and the dining room and just go one big gush and it'll blow up into a big pile and the vacuum's done, you know, just, hey. Yeah.
Kind of like sagebrush rolling on the floor.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
We clean our garage that way with the bleed floor. We stand out.
Yeah.
It works. It'd be like that.
Anyway. For a while there, you know, if it's dusty in there, it's hard to see, and then your glasses get coated with dust, and, you know, and you're, but, you know, it settles down, and that's fine, but that's all right.
Hey, on a kind of a fun thing here. Let me see. Where are we here on our home?
We could do fun. We need fun. Let's see.
Yeah. Go to the photo of the day on standeo.com. It's up at the very top, just right underneath where we link to you guys. Yep. Photo of the day.
Photo of the day. There we go. Yep.
All right. Now, what you're seeing is a picture or two pictures we took. About a week ago, we were out having a day off. I think it was Tuesday, the day that you said that we needed to So we went down about 20, 30 miles south on I-25, and we saw this wind farm, and we recognized something we'd seen many times before, this Black Hill. Now, we call it Dino Dung Hill because it's such a big hill. It looks like a dino the droppings there. But actually what it is a fizzled wannabe volcano, but what happens, they say, is it doesn't actually erupt, but it pushes up through the crust of the earth, and the magma cools and leaves these chunks of rock around, and you can
look at that.
If you scroll on down, you can see the explanation of it and some of the bigger chunks that have cooled down. But we thought it was a bit of fun to share Dino Dung Hill with you because every time we pass that going down to Texas or Arizona, where we're headed down I-25, we have a big laugh. Here's a milestone. And, you know, the dinosaurs did roam the area a long time ago, but it's a nice contrast between wind farms behind it and dinosaurs droppings there in a hill. So that's a bit of fun.
Contrast. Yeah. Indeed.
All right.
I'm sure there's a joke in there somewhere. I just can't really come up with one. So, okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, I've been playing with these light switches here. It's fun. Let me just do another little light switch fun here. Yeah. There, I'm getting rid of some of the reddish tint.
Yeah.
Using these fancy lights that Eric told me to get.
I'm telling you, man, once you get the hang of it, it does work. Don't ask me how, but it does.
Well, I've got this little, you know, remote control thing here, and now I can push all these lights and, you know, color, brightness, smile, that kind of stuff.
Well, actually, you just kind of made yourself normal. Now, when you put your hands like that, it kind of
There?
No, you had both hands up and it did something that made it. Yeah, you look like a normal skinned human being there. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's blocking those two. Let me
now,
just.
Now you're red. A little bit. All right. Reddish tint. But
I'm dropping it down to 10%.
Talk amongst yourselves, folks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know.
I don't know. But, you know, look, here, I know that my jacket color's off, my tie color's off, my skin color's off. I don't know.
Studio lights, they're a mystery.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, so much for that. Let's get back over to the show images page now, guys.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Excuse me. Folks, I want to apologize to Eric. It's not Eric's fault. And I didn't mean that. I apologize. So he just said, thanks, Doug. You okay? You going to be okay?
My feelings are hurt.
he works very hard. I'm sorry. Okay.
The lights are too bright.
I do whine about that. And it's me causing that color issue because I make them turn down anyway. Go. All right. All right.
Okay.
Let's go to show images page. All right. Let's continue. All right.
Is Eric like Snurdly in the background?
He is.
Yeah. Snurdly.
He doesn't want to show us. He doesn't want to come on air. And
he'd have to get clothes on. I mean, it's difficult, you know.
I have a secret face.
I'm telling you, he gets a lot of fan mail and a lot of women saying, I wonder what he looks like. He sounds nice. So,
well, there you go. Anyway. There you go. Okay. Right. Slide 54 on show images page, Eric. Nice coronavirus picture there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was interesting. There are three bands. What's happening?
There it is right there. I see it.
Okay. You see. Okay. If you just scroll down just a tiny bit so you can see the article and the title there. The study shows that far UVC light and solar UV radiation have an effect on the coronavirus. Now, this is, you know, somewhat good because you can go out and where you've got high UVC, which is, you know, it hurts a bit sometimes. It's a bit intense, and we're getting more of that of late. It will kill the coronavirus on your skin and clothing. But, you know, if you've already got the virus in you, it's not going to get rid of that. But this is just to help clean clothes and things. You can put them outside into the sunlight, and the UVC band will take out 99% of the virus. It'll make it inactive so it can't breed. You know, in the cities where you are, because of the pollution and junk like that, you might get enough to inactivate or kill about 90% of the virus. But out in the country regions, out in the west and the south where we are and stuff like that, we have enough sun that we can take advantage of that UVC. And I think they make lamps that you can buy that give you UVC light to sterilize things. But I just want to put that out there. It's sunlight's free. And it might help the situation.
Yeah, and if you're where you're at, under the sun, it'll just, those little coronavirus balls will just burst into flames. So
They will. Yeah. Just like that. Yes, just like that.
All right.
Okay, now, slide, where are we here? 55.
This is a problem. Yeah, I was looking at this. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, slide 55 is a bit of a worry. Says a British cybersecurity company in partnership with several tech firms is rolling out the COVID pass in 15 countries across the world. It's a digital health passport that will contain your COVID-19 test history and other relevant health information. COVID pass will determine whether you can go to a restaurant if you need a medical test or are due for your for a talking to by authorities in a post-COVID world. Consent is voluntary, but enforcement will be compulsory. So if you're looking at that page and you scroll down just a wee bit, let me get my thing up, you see copies of the COVID pass. Now, this is a bit frightening, really, when you think about it, because that means that you can't go out to places in those countries without your COVID pass on your iPhone or a printed version of it or whatever. They want the electronic primarily. So you can't eat there. You know, they'll report you, arrest you, or whatever if you haven't got your COVID pass health information on your phone. And this is just Big Brother. It's like crazy, isn't it? Look at that.
Yeah. I mean, this
thin end of the wedge. Suppose, okay, under your health thing, they say, well, he's a Christian fundamentalist, you know, with guns and, you know, don't trust him, you know, don't let him in or whatever. I mean, they can put all kinds of stuff related to health in there, you know, and I just think it's an intrusion of your privacy, but there's a, yeah, go on, sir.
This is something, actually, Eric the Tech found through the terms of service on the iPhone, the Apple, Google, coordinated, efforts that is the infrastructure of this. I don't know if that makes sense, but Apple and Google have joined forces, which Eric said, man, that's really weird, but okay. And this is the result. So we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Eric, was that a download, a forced download, or, you know, you had to download this?
It was provided in the update for both Apple and Android, but it's, you have to activate it. So it doesn't force you, but it's there.
So it's
when you say activate, what are you activating? What does it do?
It's basically agreeing to the tracking and then from there you sync it with a third party app like COVID Pass.
Yep. Ah.
There you go.
Yes, well. Voluntary but mandatory, I think, somewhere or another. I'm not sure how you understand what it said about that, but it's the thin end of the wedge, which makes me think we're getting very close to time to get out of here. Where's the off ramp?
Yeah. And if not, there's going to be a lot of ugly coming.
Now, okay, you know, we assume, I guess, that the majority of our listeners here to your show are Christians and, you know, study the Bible and try to live a good Christian life and look forward to the time that we get out of here before the tribulation. But there are people that are relatives and things that are not yet believers and not yet saved from what is coming. That's why I put up slide 56 for it's a video about Bible prophecy, President Trump, and various other things that for those who haven't been following prophecy and current events closely, to look at that and see the need for, you know, being saved, what it's all about. And it's a witness tool. And there's a warning on the front of it that says, you know, warning, this may be offensive, blah, blah, blah. Just push on past it or push another button there and you can read the transcript without the actual, you know, sound.
Wow. Anyway,
got a frog in my throat there.
Wow. Look at this. And I'm looking at the transcript and, and you know, it starts out with, President Trump, you know, for the first time in 2000 years, Jerusalem was recognized as the capital of Israel. Whether he knows it or not, President Trump fulfilled his part in a frightening biblical prophecy exactly as the scriptures predicted. And it shows that, you know, people say, well, Donald Trump's really not a Christian. I'm not a good Christian. Well, you know what? God can use whoever and does use whoever. And there it is. Wow. Look at this. Yeah, definitely go to that, folks.
I can't get to it from my computer. I don't know why. I put the link in so that you guys could, but I click on it and, it says, you know, nothing. I don't know why it's going in a loop. So maybe my server is stuck on it or something. But anyway, I'm glad you could get it. Maybe others can too.
Well, when you click on actually, I don't know how many people can do this or have done this, but if you click on the actual video, you just scroll down a bit and there's a transcript link there. So I don't know, but yes. Interesting nonetheless. Wow. Look at this. We're pretty far down the road here, aren't we? Hmm. All right. Stan, you're muted, my friend. I don't know what you did, but you muted yourself.
I did that so I didn't cough into the microphone. Sorry. Okay. We're getting close. We're getting close to the time when people really need to make the choice or, you know, to be saved and taken out of here or go through the tribulation. And you have the option then of being beheaded for your faith or, you know, dying in the afterlife, you know. So it's decision time. Let's make an effort to reach out to people. And this video would be one way to start the conversation.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay. A number of things here. Let's look at slide 51. Click on the picture. It's just a picture. And it's the Three Gorges Dam. Picture taken June 24th this year. Now, I've tried several different sources of imagery of the Three Gorges Dam from the air and from satellite. Now, the Google image, you know, I have to say, I'll show you another one in a second here, where the dam looks deformed. And it might well be where it says water release indication that portion where the spillways are is deformed. Because this photo was taken as one photo by India Today. If you look at the Google image of it, they take two or three images and put them together. So if you go over to slide 53 and bring it up, you'll see up in the top is the Google image, and you see how warped it all looks? That's joining several images together, what they call stitching.
Right.
To stitch edges of photos together, and sometimes it will produce, you know, anomalous results. Now, image 2 and 3 are the ones to compare. Now, 3 is just a smaller version of image 1 up there, but 2 is another one shot independently. And you can see that it looks fairly straight there in that image versus the Google image on the right with the joins in it. Now, having said that, I do think that there's a problem with the dam breaking. Potentially. There are several reports about that. Let me see if I can get here onto this slide 52. Okay, behind the dam, China. Okay, now this is a television program, a news item on the threat of the Three Gorges Dam collapsing under all the increased rainfall. It's not seasonal. It's too high for this time of year, but it is raining upriver and causing a huge amount of water to flow into the dam. And of course, they've got the dam floodgates open and passing as much as they can downstream, but it's already affecting people downstream just with the overflow, not a dam collapse, just with the overflow. 121 are dead, 19 million are being affected, and it could be as many as 400 million people affected should that dam collapse and go downstream into fields and cities and stuff and flood them. Not going to be happy times. So I did want to address that because I've seen these photos around of the warped dam. And when I did more investigation, I see that there's probably changes in the dikes or in the overflow events there that you can see in slide 51, that water release indication. That does look a little bit wobbly. And they do say that the stone blocks, these huge concrete blocks that they put down underneath all this, are not anchored to the bottom. It's just the weight of them. There's a lot of them stacked, what prevents it from moving. But it does appear that sometimes they can move a few millimeters because the Chinese government even admitted that. So if they admit a few millimeters, I'm saying centimeters, inches. Now that
I saw a video, a picture. I don't know what it was of. I think it was this dam where a guy, one of the supports, he said he was showing how the cement was crumbling, just by touch. I don't know whether you saw that or not. I can't remember.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I can't remember where it was, but supposedly, I don't remember where on the internet it was, but. Supposedly, it was of a support related to this dam. I don't know, but yeah. Wow.
Okay. Well, okay. Now, all right. Now, the reason I bring this up again is, all right, it's an interesting story, and it certainly may happen, but there are tributary dams, smaller dams upstream that feed into this, and some are completed, some are still in construction, one in particular. Now, I go back to that on my show, sorry, on my Dream Vision pages. Excuse me. Boy, have I got a frog. Wow.
Mm-mm. You okay?
Okay, drink of water. Now,
all right.
Let me mark Dream Visions, where I had the dream vision of Lake Taupo, the caldera, erupting and destroying, you know, most of the North Island. Now, there was a kahuna woman that contacted me later that told us about the that there was going to be some kind of a dam collapse in China. And she said it was going to be a dam, a scandal over poor quality workmanship or materials used in this dam. And from what she said, I wasn't sure what she was talking about, Three Gorges Dam or a smaller one, in the boonies there. But whatever it is, if we see a scandal over the construction materials used, the quality of them, in the building of the Three Gorges Dam, and this kills a lot of people, then this precedes huge judgments across the planet, environmental changes, earth changes, including Lake Taupo erupting and a lot of volcanoes on the west coast of the United States and earthquakes and that kind of stuff. So I think it's time to once again watch the China situation and then Lake Taupo and possibly even Yellowstone for huge changes. Her vision, the Kahuna vision down in New Zealand, may have been as best she could describe it to us in the English. And it may have lost something in the translation, but the main thing was scandal, you know, poor quality materials, big dam breaks in China. Now, I have read a story about when the Three Gorges Dam was being welded, you know, where they're welding the framework to put the concrete around, that kind of stuff. They had Western engineers come in, you know, from Great Britain and the United States, to check the welding to see if it was okay, if it would hold. And, excuse me, the engineers said, no, these are substandard welds. You shouldn't use them. They won't hold. The Chinese government said, oh, it's just the West trying to pimp, you know, the Chinese workmanship. We'll go ahead and do it anyway. So there's the seeds of a substandard job right there that was in the press at the time. So we're now down the road 15, 20 years. It's all been built, and we're watching the floods play on it. So that crumbling picture that you've talked about, I didn't see that. But coupled with the bad wells, if you've got crumbling and letting the water flow into these bad wells, the welding, you know, the rebar and stuff, then we could very well see the Three Gorges Dam break, collapse. They're worried about it, and I think with good reason. So
if that lets loose, I mean, obviously it's going to be a problem, but how big of a problem? Like how many,
400 million people are saying could be affected, and
400 million.
And depending on how fast they get out of the way, a lot of those could die. So already with just the overflow, with just the floodgates are opening to relieve the pressure on the dam, 19 million have already been affected, and 121 people have been killed already downstream with just the relief valve, not the main game.
Doesn't that just make you want communism in the United States more? I mean, you're asking for it, isn't that? Okay.
Did you read that story about de Blasio and his communist leanings, by the way? Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wilhelm. And then you've got Biden quoting Mao. You know, I mean. Okay. I don't know. I just don't know anymore.
Well, I think that we're really in trouble here in this country. We've been invaded. We've been being invaded since 1949 or 50. I mean, my dad and his brothers fought it with their Timely Publications, a company which published warnings, and we were strongly connected to the John Birch Society to get the message out. And all these years, these decades, we've been warning people, and now, of course, Dad and his brothers have now passed on, and the mantle passes to myself and my brothers and sister. But, you know, we have tried to warn people, and it's gone to deaf ears. You know, they just weren't hearing it about the communist infiltration of education, and the ecumenical schools and colleges and in the government. And this left-wing stuff is a communist overthrow. It has been in the works for many, many decades, for two or three generations, actually. So,
yeah.
What we're saying is the fruit of that. America is done. We're rotten to the core with all this communist left-wing stuff that's infiltrated our country. And these shutdowns over COVID-19, you know, it's done it. It's broken us. It's just a matter of time until we realize we're dying, you know, down at a grassroots level.
You know, the more I – and forgive me if I don't articulate this well – but the more I think about this coronavirus, Chinese Party coronavirus, the more I wonder, to me, there's so much wrong with all aspects of this. You can't get right numbers. You can't get the tests. You can't, lethality or the morbidity rate on this is, in the aggregate is 0.01%. But then you've got, ERs overflowing and ICUs overflowing. And then we need ventilators. No, we don't need ventilators. Everyone's got to wear a mask. What the hell? I mean, and I mean that. So is the mask? And by the way, masks I don't care if we don't care if you have a t-shirt over your face as a mask, just have something over your face. It's not going to stop anything. What's going on here? Stan, help me out. What's going on? The more I think about this, the more crazy I get.
The understanding that this is an invasion, a communist sponsored invasion of our country. They want to overthrow the United States government.
Yeah.
Then that means that if they kill people, you know, and create more havoc in the cities, that's fine with them. They'll give you, you know, different information, you know, until people are confused, just like you're saying. And it will probably spread the virus, you know, some of the advice that they're giving, bad advice. But that helps their cause because we're now getting sicker, you know. And the military is at least trying to prevent the military being exposed the best they can and limiting social contact with the military people and their families and things like that. But this disease is really, you know, I think it's a biowarfare. No matter whether it's created or whether it's natural, it's a biowarfare. We're at war, and people have to realize that. So you can be forgiven for being confused by what they're saying. I mean, Holly and I use certain kinds of vitamins that my brother, the doctor, suggested. We've been doing that, and we also, fortunately, because we'd prepared, we have, you know, hand sanitizers, we have disinfectant sprays, you know, the Lysol and alcohol. You can also use Everclear, 190 proof grain alcohol, and cut that with water. And she's got that in the Dare to Prepare book. And so you can make your own spray bottles of disinfectant from alcohol that you can get from, you know, the liquor store, the Everclear, the 190 proof stuff. But yeah. You know, what do we do about it? Well, we do the best we can, all of us. We try to clean things coming into the house. We still get packages from Amazon, and we get mail daily. And we either spray or wipe the outsides of these things and let them sit for a while before we open them. Maybe that's over the top. I don't know.
You know, I don't know either. Eric, the tech, did you stoke the fires on the still outback? Okay, for that.
Hey, we've got a bumper crop of potatoes here. We're going to have like 5 bushels or so of them, and so we can make vodka anyway, you know.
If you can, we'll just drink
in the
military. Yeah, go ahead.
in the military, our, when I was being at one of the basic courses I took there in basic training, we had a drill sergeant that was a cool guy, and he said, look, says, if you're going into town, be sure you get some of that high volume alcohol stuff when you drink it. A little onion, a little inyo will prevent all kinds of diseases. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah. I hear my grandpa is a big fan of that. I don't know, but you know, with this coronavirus, one of the issues, and I saw this today, it was 2 days ago. I saw this in Chicago, and I don't know whether you saw this, but and you might have linked to it. Maybe I got it from your site. But the churches report Chicago officials are threatening to bulldoze their facilities for not complying with COVID-19 mandates. Okay. Did you happen to see that by chance? I mean,
I do recall, but I don't know where I saw it.
Yeah.
One of those things.
I'm kind of thinking Holly might have put it up, but anyway.
She might have. She might have.
Yeah. When I read this, I was like, so we're going to take, are we going to take all this stuff lying down? I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you, you ain't bulldozing my church. And number one, well, you can try, and I might wind up dead, but.
Or in jail. I mean,
I ain't going to jail. No. You have a bulldozer and you're going to, no, it's going to be right to the end. So anyway, I don't know. Stan, I don't know about this. I mean.
Well, you know, that couple that stood out there with their AK-47 and a pistol to stop the looters coming in their house. Yeah. Okay. They were wrong by pointing it at them unless they were going to shoot them. Okay. They didn't have basic gun safety training, but that's all. I mean, you know, you could still stand out there with it and say, if you do come in and into my house and break stuff and threaten me, I will shoot you. Okay. That's different. But they're getting them on petty little charges because the wife particularly waved that pistol and actually pointed at somebody. Okay?
Yes. So, you know, smack them around for not having gun safety. But you know, you get a mob like that, a riotous, the threatening mob. That shouldn't really be the issue. The issue should be, what are you going to do about the people who are threatening to, you know, take down your house? That's the issue. Not what color shirt, you know, not the guy, just because, by the way, I got a pink shirt, so come on. But anyway, I don't know where I was going with that, but come on, man. You know, it's just.
Look, to find logic in what is happening is a useless task. It is illogical, totally, unless you look at it as war.
There you go.
Okay. And that explains all these bad calls by the federal courts, you know, and the Supreme Court and things like that. This is warfare. And, you know, even people that might be allegedly conservative can be controlled by blackmail or threatened relatives or whatever. You never know about it. They have to vote a certain way. So illogic is the order of the day. You can't count on anything.
Yeah. You know, we had, I had Roger Stone on the air last Friday, and 3 hours before he received a commutation of his sentence by President Trump. And I was wondering about this. How in the hell, how is it that a judge can let a jury, you know, the four person of a jury, the jury was tainted. I mean, the four person was out tweeting all kinds of nasty stuff, and there was no blind justice there. This was a hanging jury. So I don't know. I don't know why I said that, except to say that we can't find justice here. And when that happens, we don't have a country, in my view.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So I'm just wondering when we're going to be breaking out the cartridge boxes.
I know. Look, it's coming to that. You know, you have to defend your home. You're without honor if you don't defend your home and family. And
yep.
In this case, I suppose, depending on the laws of the state you're in, you have to have the offender come into your property illegally, you know, break and enter. And at that point, advice we got from law enforcement that we're friends with said, shoot them, but be sure they die and don't let them crawl back out. Leave them dead inside your home. You know, and that way legally they have invaded you and you're within your legal right to shoot them. You'll still probably get arrested and they'll check your gun and all that kind of stuff, but then they'll let you go.
Either shoot them and then take them out, you know, to the North 40. I don't know.
You shoot, what do they call it? Shoot, shovel, and shut up. The three S's.
I saw a t-shirt like that. I saw a t-shirt like that. That was good. That's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. It applies. Now, on an issue that's not COVID or the destruction of the United States, but just an interesting thing that's been puzzling a lot of us that have studied planetary motion in our solar system. If you look at slide 50, you can click on the picture and get, you know, the big picture of a black hole in the middle of a bunch of stars, or you can click on the text underneath and go to the article. And what they think is that this mystery object that people have been calling like Planet X, which is so big but undiscovered, you know, out somewhere in our solar system, it's pushing on the orbit of Neptune and Uranus and Pluto. It's perturbing those orbits. And they've been looking for decades now, astronomers and NASA and other people, for this missing super planet or dwarf star or something. And now then they think, maybe it's a small black hole with such mass, of course, that it's impinging on these orbits of these outer larger planets. And I just thought this was really, you know, a good approach to the problem, because with black holes, you can't see them. They don't emit light. They suck it in. And so you're looking out in the blackness of space for something that's black.
The headline says a grapefruit-sized black hole. Grapefruit-sized?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, well, look, the mass would still be horrific. But, yeah. And if they're worried about this, I start thinking I might have to revise what I'm thinking about over at the CERN when they're trying to create little miniature black holes over there. You know, does it gain more mass inside the CERN and eventually, you know, eat the CERN? I don't know. But if a grapefruit sized thing can disturb the orbits of, you know, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, you know, and those are the outer planets anyway, Neptune, Uranus, then yeah, I'm having more thoughts about these smaller black holes that are atom size or molecule size.
Wow.
They wouldn't be quite that small, but anyway, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, still, that's amazing. The
yeah.
picture's
okay.
pretty cool anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay. Now, a few weeks back, there was a bit of an article, you know, several articles going on about the experiment, South Pole, showing that we have a parallel universe. Slide 49, if you click on the text. And it was over the neutrinos that they were counting. And these come from massive black holes that are bigger than a grapefruit, obviously. But these neutrinos are like bullets. Boy, they go for, you know, light years and light years of distance, parsecs of space. And but analyzing it, detecting it with an antenna called ANITA, ANITA, you know, they found that there might be a parallel universe gating through. That was their thought. Now, there's been arguments to say that, no, the way you read your data was wrong. There's no such thing as a parallel universe. However, Einstein did allow for that possibility in his relativity theories. So, you know, to me, I think that what is the kingdom of heaven is a parallel or concentric universe to our own.
I like that idea. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's why, you know, the Bible in many places talks about the veil that separates heaven from us. It's this veil between our universes. It's like a, you know, it's a horizon event, but you can punch through it as a gateway. And that's why they talk about when Jesus died on the cross, that the covering of the Holy of Holies place in the temple that day ripped diagonally, and it symbolized the gateway through from our universe to God's universe, because Jesus was the doorway, the Bab, you know, the Bab El, if you wish, the gateway of God through that veil that separates our universe from God's universe, which is concentric, Carl. Anyway, it works for me. I mean, You know, I'm not trying to make physics.
I mean, so if you, it, to me, when I look at this and I'm thinking of the veil, I'm thinking of a parallel universe. If you ever see a sheet that kind of gets threadbare in an area, and then, you know, I don't know why I'm thinking that way, but, you know, there's maybe some bleed through at times.
You know, look at Revelation, is it 22nd chapter, I think, where they're talking about the at the end of the millennium that the earth and the heavens will pass away in this great fiery heat, and a new earth and a new heavens will replace it. Now, suppose that the concentric universe, God's universe, is consuming, slowly consuming our universe, and eventually the veil will disappear as we are absorbed into God's universe, and a new heaven, a new earth will be created there. It's the merging of these two universes, I think, that might be happening at the end of Revelation, talking about that.
Interesting. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's, you know, that's stuff that we talk about when we're sitting around doing nothing, you know, eating dinner.
I kind of think it's really interesting and important to talk about because it helps me well, I'll tell you what, it makes things like the Book of Revelation, more scientifically real. I don't know. It validates maybe the, scientifically validates the, you know, the rending of the veil. I'll be quiet now.
All right. Let's quickly slide 48. It's about this ocean that they're exploring underneath the South Pole. There are currents and things, and they're even isolated, like encapsulated oceans that are an ocean that the Russians have found that's technically freezing, but it's liquid, and there's life forms living in it underneath the South Pole. I guess the pressure of the ice, you know, over the top and the land creates a bit of gravitational warming, which keeps it from freezing or something like that. There's been debates over what's causing it. But, you know, they've got 2 degrees Celsius seawater coming into the seabed underneath that and melting cavities. And so I just thought it was interesting that they are punching down through the ice to get to these deep oceans under the ice, the South Pole, and that things live down there. That's just really kind of cool. And that's not meaning like aliens or stuff like that. It's just meaning like normal life forms and things. That's scientific stuff. Hmm. Speaking of eating, did you see from slide 42 through 47, I went out this morning for the show tonight, and I shot some shots of our vegetables. Zucchini and butternut squash and cantaloupe. I think that's cantaloupe. Yeah. Watermelon and peppers and tomatoes.
Look at you, man.
Yeah. And you can click on it. Can actually, you can click on any of those slides. They're high resolution. You can count the freckles on the fruit. I mean, and the hairs on the stems. It's cool. Anyway,
Mr.
I thought I'd share
that. Yeah. That's, look at
well,
that.
Holly and I do. You know, I love watermelon and cantaloupes and stuff. And so Holly kind of leaves that part of it to me, and plus some of the trees and the orchard and things like that. But I'm finally glad to see that the watermelon and the cantaloupe are, you know, getting fruit. I had to go out there with my toothbrush, a vibrating toothbrush, and pollinate all those flowers several times a week to get even 4 watermelons and 3 cantaloupes to, you know, to sprout. Not sprout, but to make fruit.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure that one that I show as a cantaloupe is a cantaloupe. It's fuzzy, and when you look at the big picture of it, it looks like it's going to form that kind of pitted surface of a cantaloupe. Anyway, I'm getting off the topic here. Some other things to talk about. The Ickley cities and how the New World Order wants to confine people into cities and get us off the land. And get rid of the highways that go out there, so that only the elite and the scientific and farmers that are allowed to go out to the outer skirts around the city can do it. And to support that, this is where they're going. From slide 37 through 41, I've put pictures and articles about flying cars. And you know, that might right now be $250,000, $300,000, something like that. But these are for the elitists. And you can see all the different types that they're developing to use in these concentrated cities. And some of them will be taxis. I mean, you know, within the city, you can get in them and, you know, go to the other side of the city, one of these turbojets or fan cars, whatever they're making. But my favorite is slide 41, the 1917 Curtiss autoplane. And that's going back, what, a century. And even then, they were thinking about it. But now we've got the real deal. And, you know, you've got Mahler's flying car in slide 39. And you've got this new one, this Terra Fuga TFX unit, which, you know, it's like a Jetsons car. Think panels slide out and arms go to the side with, you know, the turbofans and turboprops and stuff like that. It's quite cool. I watched it on a video that, with that. But that's where we're heading. And and that plus our little health cards that's going to be on our phones, our Kobe passes. Step by step, they're sucking us into the New World Order, Satan's Wonder Bar civilization.
No. And no, I'm not going to let that happen. In fact, I'll get in that car, and me and Elroy and Jane and George Jetson will fly out of that. No, you know, I say that everyone should really be disturbed at that. Folks, go to standeo.com and look at the show images page and really take a good hard look at that article. And really all of the images that we spoke about that Stan did a lot of research on and Holly put up in the various links, because it's disturbing. And no, I'm telling you right now, no, that we cannot allow this. We need to fight, because and coronavirus, but COVID, you know, is that coronavirus ID? Is that, you know, I saw that bounced around on social networking. And now you've got this COVID, COVID, the identification.
Yeah, Kobe pass. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, I advise people to go to our standeo.com page. I know we're fixing to run out of time this evening, but, Holly put up a lot of things, on the left column of her thing about health and, dollar cents and things. And I think that it's going to be very enlightening to read about how, you know, the coronavirus antibodies don't last long. You know, even if you've had it, you could get it again because of that. There's things in there we were talking about earlier in the show that are worry. I guess those of us that survive, you know, will be the DNA that's preferred, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know either, but, yeah, I believe, look, this is a bioweapon. You know, and people say, well, it wasn't a very good bioweapon. Well, look what it's done. I mean, Anyway, I want to thank you, Stan. Thank you so very much. It was good to have you back, and people missed you and said, what the heck are you doing not having a show on? So thank you for coming back. And
oh, well, talking. Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate it. All right, until next week. May God bless you. Thank you. We're out of time.
God bless you.
All right, that'll do it. That'll do it for me. We're out of time. I want to say thank you for everyone who listens, passes the word about the show on, and please pray for us, and thank you for supporting us. God bless.